from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Limiting the damage. Sam Long gets the final out of the sixth inning. But Brady pretty much gives you a quality start, right? 5 2/3. Long comes and cleans up the final out. Okay, wash your hands of it. Next, the very next inning, you get out of the jam. You keep it to a number of runs. Brady gets out of the bases loaded jam, only allowing one run earlier in the game. And you're like, okay, feeling okay. They get the bases loaded. Nobody out. And you're like, now's the time. You can snap out of your funk now, put a crooked number up on the board, and then get the lead back and then try to ride this thing out. And instead, all they do is, with the bases loaded and nobody out, get a singular sack fly. That's it. Just one sack fly, good for one run. The very next inning, a 2-run home run, and all she wrote.
It's over. It was over.
That was it. That was the demoralizing home run that was inevitably going to end that game in exactly the fashion that it ended. And, yeah, they are running out of time. Like, I told you that teams are running out of time to catch them. Because, again, the silver lining is very obvious. I'm not going to over-freak because they can and still have a 4.5-game lead in the wild card. More teams are closer than they were yesterday, but the same amount by a half game, the Tigers, who didn't play, they caught up a half game by just not playing. But nobody's closer to you because the Red Sox stink too. They've lost 5 of their last 6.
Thank goodness.
Mariners had a chance to get one against the A's last night. Couldn't do it. And so your positioning hasn't changed. So in a lot of ways, yesterday did what it needed to do. Tell you that the division's over. It's over. The American League Central has been won by the Cleveland Guardians. Barring some sort of massive shift in the way that they are playing and the Royals are playing, and again, same problem the Red Sox have, the number of games remaining, the division's done, so your job is now keeping enough distance between you and the three teams chasing you to make sure you stay in the damn wild card.
Yeah, it would take the Guardians losing 7 in a row, just like the Royals did, and then, you know, and the Royals snapping out of this. And right now, there has been no sign that that is something they're going to do. They get the Guardians, as we know, tonight, then an off day tomorrow before getting back at it Friday afternoon. And, you know, last night, the crowd, there was like 14,000, right? That's all that was there. But in that inning that you brought up, the sixth inning, we were waiting to erupt, right? Like, the entire crowd was ready. Everybody's on their feet. Everybody's ready to go. And then the ultimate letdown. The first attempt at a sack fly, Tommy Pham trips at third, whatever. They end up getting the sack fly on the next batter.
Yeah, but if you got one there, then maybe the guy advances to third because they try to throw home on Tommy Pham, whatever.
Who knows, right? But just it's the same story, really, throughout this losing streak. I know it's very easy to jump on the bullpen late. Like, the Royals aren't scoring. It doesn't even matter right now what the bullpen is particularly doing. If they're going to have 2 hits going into the sixth inning every night, they're going to keep losing. That has to change. And I think you're getting to the point where you're starting to see every single player. I know this is, you know, if you're in the clubhouse, you try not to press, but I think it's hard not to. And you're starting to see that a little bit from this team. The hope is that somehow, some way, you're right. The math is just going to work out to where you're going
to
run out of games if you're the Red Sox, and the Royals are just going to sneak in. I disagree with the notion that they're going to back into the playoffs because they've had this lead in the wild card race now for like a month.
Yes.
So I disagree with the notion that, like, if they still get in, they're just going to back in. Backing in, it to me, is if you're not playing well and you somehow were out of the playoff picture and you got in. The Royals have been in the playoff picture for the last month or so, at least, in terms of the wild card race where they're at. And so if they can get into the postseason still, and that's what it's all about right now, can you just get in, then you wonder if there's like almost a little bit of a reset at that particular point in time. But until then, man, this is a really tough team to watch right now because there's nothing going right offensively.
Sure, but I mean, the best possible news for again, everything is still ahead of you. For as much as we keep talking about the teams that they're chasing, they're still technically only a game back of Minnesota. Like, they're not even.
And
well,
they play this weekend, too.
Yeah. So, and they play the Tigers the following week. So one of the teams who's chasing them, by winning a series, they can effectively knock them out, because then they'd be 5.5 games back and just finished playing you, and there'd only be, like, 15 games left to play. Minnesota, same thing. If you can write this before this weekend, you can win tonight. You can win Friday and Sunday, or win Saturday.
But you understand
and Sunday.
Right now, like you saying,
oh,
that
I
you're
feel
not,
like they're going to win a game ever.
You're not
but
wrong.
But I know that that's not how it's going to be. They're not going to lose every single game for the rest of the season.
Of course not, Cody. Of course not. But like, just saying, like, hey, they're only a game back of the Twins, and if they win this week, like right now, I don't think people want to hear that. Like now, it's just finding a way to. You truly can't even predict or talk about the weekend yet. It truly now
just
is
get
like
a game today.
It is now about like, can you get one tonight? Like, I'm not even worrying about, oh well, can they find a way to win this series this weekend? No.
No.
Can we snap, I say week, can the Royals snap this losing streak tonight? That has to happen.
I think what I mean by that is, if they are pressing, and we can talk about a player that I think is doing it in particular here in just a minute, but if they are doing that, it's very easy to just look on paper and be like, we're fine. We're fine. We could be in the second wild card spot tomorrow. Like, we don't have to worry about that. We just, like you said, get the win tonight. I am shocked. And I knew Vinny was an incredibly important player, both in the clubhouse for this team and on offense. There's a reason why they were going to have three guys finish with 100 RBI this season. Vinny's going to come up just short of that as a result of it. I knew he was an important player to this team. We all knew that. I didn't think they would completely derail in his absence. I didn't think the offense would just fall apart. Thank God Hunter Renfro is starting a rehab assignment, because they need any of the bats they can get right now into the lineup. Because what would have made the difference is the question we had asked before Vinny got hurt. You and I, middle August, late August, I don't know. We had a conversation that said, hey, for these final 6 weeks of the season, who's the guy outside of the big three that they need to step up in the lineup? And we gave some answers like MJ Melendez or Michael Massey. You had mentioned Hunter Renfro.
Right.
Some names that like kind of make sense. Well, now it's not even like other than they need you badly. They need Michael Massey badly. They need Hunter Renfro badly. They need Mikel Garcia. They need one other person in this lineup to start producing some hits and help this team produce some runs.
Of course they do. The challenge, though, is even when Vinny was in the lineup, we had acknowledged that outside of those three, how many other guys were stepping up on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And so now when you take them out of the lineup, it is all on Salvi and Bobby. And if they're not, you know, adding to the hit count and leading to runs being scored, then I don't know if it's all that crazy to look at the rest of the lineup and, like, is anything's really changed? Like, what they're getting from the rest of the lineup is not much different than what they were getting before. The problem is they're not getting – Vinny's not in the lineup. Bobby, because I think he's probably feeling the pressure, he has not been hitting as well here recently. No, nobody is. But all of a sudden asking a guy that was batting eighth to come up and step up and play even better than what he is as a ball player, probably not realistic.
No, but, like, just be better. Some of these guys are not, like, better than they are as a ball player. They're straight up just not playing good baseball. You know, and that's the difference for me. Like, I understand you're saying, hey, you can't ask them to be something they aren't. Okay, yeah, I definitely get that. But at the same time, they can be better than they have been.
Of course.
You know, they can be a lot better than they have been. And I think that that's where we've run into these problems where they've had so many guys cold, and now everybody's like, what if I save the team? And you're like, no, that just doesn't work that way.
We're also at the point now where you get poor performance, but you also get the seems like the bad luck and the breaks aren't going your way and everything. Like
sure.
Last night, there's plenty of balls that were hit very hard, you know, off the bat and everything, and they're going right to – I mean, that's the kind of stuff that happens during a losing streak as well. And what's that moment going to be to snap out of it? I thought that sixth inning last night was going to be the
bases
inning.
Loaded
and
down
it, and it
to
wasn't.
Nobody and, out. Yeah, it did.
And so here you are, and just as we know, a week ago – how quickly things continue to shift for this baseball team.
Probably doesn't help that the one guy in the bullpen we really liked was Urseg, and his last two starts, or his last two appearances before he got hurt, and then his most recent appearance, the first one after he got hurt, it's not looked so smooth. And you and I both said we never thought he was going to be a perfect pitcher. That wasn't our expectation. But, I mean, he's got to be better than he's been. He can't be loading the bases and then being like, please save me, James MacArthur. You got to get yourself out of your own situation. He got 30 pitches deep last night and couldn't get through three outs.
So I don't disagree. I guess now maybe I'm oversimplifying the losing streak. Right now, like, I don't, what do they give up, 7 runs or 4 runs?
Sure, like, at that point in the game, you're not worried about
it. If this offense is not producing, like, it's hard for me to kind of care what the 8th inning or 7th inning of the bullpen is looking like during the losing streak. This offense right now is not capable of getting more than 2 hits heading into the 6th inning on a nightly basis right now. That's the problem.
Sure.
That's the bigger problem.
Team. Absolutely.
And that's where
the fact that they have 1 hit through 7 most of the time.
I mean, the frustration is obviously not only with fans, it's clearly in the clubhouse as well. And it's a dangerous spot that they're in. They're very fortunate that the Red Sox are playing terrible baseball right now as well. And so,
the Tigers are so far behind, doesn't matter that they've been playing good baseball.
They still have an 80% chance, 79-point-something% chance, according to FanGraphs, to make the playoffs. You and I both still believe they're going to get there. It's what do they look like as they're heading in? You know, is there a reason to think that they've they stabilized things by the time they get to the postseason, or are we just hoping that there's a magical reset once the playoffs start? And I still do believe the notion that once you get in the dance, like, anything can happen. I know that sounds silly to say today during a losing streak, but if they got to still get in. But if they get in, you do wonder, all right, then truly the month of September doesn't matter at that point in time once you get in.
Great news, I have selected a song for Friday.
Okay, but I'm glad you said that because people want you to sing. Don't blame me. He doesn't even have a song ready. So even if I wanted to lift the band today, there is no.
You said Friday. I thought I shouldn't. I felt like I was asking a secondary favor by trying to push up the timeline to Wednesday. So you said Friday.
I know.
Honor Friday.
What I'm saying is,
a song ready for.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For then.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.